Long live the battery. AirTag is designed to keep going more than a year on a standard battery that you can re easily replace. That is a weird phrase to see on Apple.com.
User replaceable. It's like a CR 2025. Like we can buy one from a pharmacy here.
So Apple's finally made these AirTags, and they're like, we can have the Find My iPhone, which now they're just calling, what is it? Find My, right? The
Find
app.
my.
I think they dropped the, yeah. Which for me looks like this whole grid of dots across my house map with all my various Apple things. And now that could be just any random things with an AirTag with a battery you can replace.
Yep. That can also be submerged into like 1 meter of water for 30 minutes or an hour or something like that. It's like mildly waterproof.
And then you pull it out, pop the battery out, put a new one in, and you should be good to
I would hope so,
go.
unless the Bluetooth gizmo is gonna be damaged by the water, right? In which case you might have to replace the whole thing,
Yeah,
but they're
true,
cheap.
true.
They're
Right.
$30 a pop, US. Which is
Yep.
affordable, 4-pack for 100. Like that's got to
Yep.
be the cheapest new Apple product in years.
It's the even Apple cases are more than that, aren't they? Like the official iPhone cases.
Oh yeah, you can get like a laptop case for like $400 or something, right? Like the fancy leather
Oh
ones.
yeah. Oh yeah, those are nuts.
So it's just it
Yeah.
scales up, but it's all the same. It's just like fancy leather or like really weird plastic that kind of smells funky.
Yeah. Well, now you have that here too, because if you scroll down, there's AirTags Hermès, a partnership based
Yes.
on a meticulous craftsmanship, and they're charging, what is this, 349 US? Yeah, 349 or 299 US. Oh, wow, and 449 for an Hermes luggage tag.
At which point, like, the
Holy.
appeal of it is gone, right? Like, the whole point is you want
Yeah.
something discreet that you can stick, like, on or in something, and if you lose it, you can find it again. Now, when you buy this $450 Hermes thing, when your AirTag gets stolen, I guess you can chase the person. You can hunt them down with the app and you can go get your AirTag back. Like, it's so strange. It's not a fashion accessory. It's a little dingus.
How much does your suitcase have to be worth? Like, I don't think I've ever even bought a suitcase that cost more than maybe 150 US. So you're putting a, it's not aimed at us. There's the
No, it's aimed at people with a bunch of disposable income who really like Hermès, right? And Hermès is a super huge, as you know, it's a super huge brand name,
Yeah.
particularly in Asia, right? Like
Right.
that there's a
Right.
lot of cachet
Yeah.
there.
Right. It's interesting with the Apple Watch. I feel like that made sense from a positioning perspective of trying to position the Apple Watch as a luxury product to a certain degree. And the Hermes partnership there, to me, makes far more sense than the gold Apple Watch on something you're going to replace on a semi-regular basis. But yeah,
Yeah.
no, that's I was not expecting Hermes AirTag, that's for sure.
I honestly wasn't even really expecting the AirTags because it's been rumored for so long that at this point there are people that have been waiting for AirTags or waiting for this mysterious tile competitor, and they've put a lot of hopes and dreams about what a tile competitor should look like on this Apple product. And it's a $30 dingus. How great can it be? Like, I'm sure it's convenient. But now, like, you've got like
Yeah.
2 years of the rumor mill just like circling around it, like a bunch of vultures just like
Definitely.
descending on the thing. Tile's been suing them for years preemptively, which is insane. And
Yeah.
I don't exactly know how do you put out a great product like this? Like, I guess it's $30 if somebody buys it and they get like even a marginal amount of use out of it. It's worth their $30 to them, maybe. But
So
I
I
also
feel like the
I don't
interesting
lose
thing
things.
here, yeah. Well, now that you said that, no, it's interesting. I think over the last year, I feel like I've lost fewer things because I'm not going places. But that's beside the point, I guess. I feel like the thing that Apple's wanting to emphasize here, perhaps anyhow, is almost like, hey, we have so many iPhones in the wild that we can build a mesh network just sort of
Yes.
accidentally. And that's sort of what they're claiming with the AirTags, right? Is that if just say you leave your bicycle in the park, and you can't find it, you walk around with the Find My phone and or Find My app on your phone, and it's going to use other people's phones to sort of report the location to you privately, which is super interesting. I almost wonder how or if they're going to use this in other ways in the future. A mesh network between iPhones to communicate without using the internet? Surely not, but you know, the possibility feels like it's there.
It's super smart, right? I was thinking about it because they said that thing where they were like, oh, this is, they had a line in the presentation where they said AirTags are for things, not people. And immediately I was thinking like, oh man, like you can just picture the first like crazy parent who's like sticking this in their kid's pocket and is like, don't you dare lose this. Like you can go to the park, but if you take this out of your pocket, you're grounded for a week, you know? And then all of a sudden there's like some sort of weird like legal case against them or whatever. Like just because they said it, like now that's popping into my head.
Yeah.
It's a weird product category to me.
You just made me go back really far. There was the Apple Plus Nike or X Nike, whatever the style was at that time, where they had, what was it? You had Nike shoes that were custom designed to work with iPods, and they had this disc thing that you would stick in your shoe, right? That's a very similar design here, and that was to track your steps and such, right? And it's now like you have that, but it's a tracking device, which is interesting. I guess instead of buying your kid an iPhone or Apple Watch to track where they're at, you could, drop this in their backpack and, well, possibly, theoretically, oh, if you lose your backpack, we'll find it. But then also, I guess you could, track a person with it. That is weird. I did not think of that.
Yeah, the backpack thing, if we had kids, I would absolutely buy one of these and stick it in the kid's backpack. And it's not even because I want to know where the kid is. It's because, like, I remember being a kid, there is a 100% certainty that that backpack has lost. It is like a guaranteed thing that will happen sometime between first and sixth grade, at least maybe three times. You know?
Yep.
At which point that $30 thing pays for itself, because you remove a whole lot of stress for your kid in particular, but also you as a parent, right? Because like you have to deal with the kid.
Right. Yep. So are you buying AirTags?
Nope. No, I forgot they announced AirTags until you said you wanted to talk about AirTags.
Well, to me, the battery statement was enough to chat about. So here we go. Apple's actually promoting that you can replace a battery in something, which has to be something someone eventually will use as a way to come back at Apple. I don't know, in the inevitable future, lawsuits about Apple iPhone batteries or something. It's like, hey, look, you said this was a bonus here. Like, why not put it elsewhere?
I mean, to be fair, I would love that.
One day.